KJAN Sports.
Time for a look at sports. Good morning, I'm Jim Field. Our sports update this morning brought to you by Marnie Elkhorn Telephone Company. Check with them for complete internet hookup. Well, the first round of the high school football playoffs held last night in all the classes. Taking a look at some of the action around the region last night. In Class 4A play, Lewis Central had a 42-0 win over Abraham Lincoln. His quarterback, Austin Simmons, accounted for 227 total yards, 158 of those on the ground last night. Other 4A winners, Ames, Ankeny, Bettendorf, Cedar Falls, Cedar Rapids, Kennedy, Cedar Rapids, Washington, Dowling Catholic, Iowa City West, Johnston, Linmar, North Scott, Pleasant Valley, Southeast Polk, West Des Moines Valley, and Waukee, all those winners moving on. A Class 3A play last night, Carroll down to ADM 40-14. It was Creston over Greene County 31-7. Dallas Center Grimes beating Knoxville 28-13. And Carlisle over Winterset 27-6. Other winners in 3A, Bishop Heelan Catholic, Gilbert, Newton, Norwalk, Pella, Sergeant Bluff Luton, Solon, Washington, Waverly Shellrock, Webster City, West Delaware, and Cedar Rapids Xavier. They all move on. In 2A, Clarinda downed Kemper Catholic 35-20 last night. Joining Clarinda in the 2A win column, Albia, Beckman Catholic, Cascade, Clear Lake, Collins, Maxwell Baxter, East Sac County, Hampton Dumont, Mount Vernon, New Hampton, North Fayette Valley, Sioux Center, South Tama County, Spirit Lake, Union, and Williamsburg, all winners. In 1A play last night, AHSTW shut down one of the state's most prolific offenses in Class 1A as they beat Ogden 46-14, 401 total rushing yards for the Vikings last night. Nathan Herbst led the way with 235 yards on the ground and three touchdowns for AHSTW. IKM Manning picked up a win over Madrid 56-26 last night. Sam Wagner had a big night on the ground for the Wolves, rushing 28 times for 253 yards and four touchdowns. Panorama beat Eddyville Blakesburg Fremont 42-18. It was Van Meter over Underwood 34-12. Other Class 1A winners include Central Decatur, Dyke New Hartford, Hinton, North Cedar, Iowa City Regina, St. Ansgar, South Central Calhoun, South Winneshiek, Fort Dodge St. Edmund, West Branch, West Lyon, and Western Christian. In Class A play last night, Logan Magnolia defeated Griswold 49-20. They got off to a quick start as Austin Hayner busted off a 44-yard touchdown run on the first drive for Logan Magnolia. He followed that up with a blocked punt that he scooped up and took in 17 yards for a touchdown to put the Logan Magnolia Panthers up 14-0 early. Quarterback Colton Fisher ran for two touchdowns and threw to Riley Wallers for 60 yards for another to put him up 35-0 at halftime. A Ty Pettit return of the second half kickoff. It was an onside kick that bounced right up to him. He took it 49 yards down the field for a touchdown, put Logan Magnolia up 42-0 before Griswold got a couple of touchdowns from Caleb Schaff and another from Hadley Ogg late in the football game. Logan Magnolia wins it 49-20 to advance. Also, Westwood shut out Audubon last night 29-0. Hunter East carried 23 times, 215 yards and three touchdowns to lead Westwood. Earlham knocked off Bedford 32-26. Other Class A winners, AGWSR, BGM, Denver, Gladbrook, Rhinebeck, Lisbon, Maquoketa Valley, Montezuma, Mount Air, Nashua, Plainfield, Pekin, Van Buren Community, West Sioux, and Woodbury Central all were winners last night. In a game heard here on KJAN last night, it was Exira EHK winning an eight-man football on the road as they beat Sydney 54-20 last night. Brady Hansen threw for three touchdowns and ran for another, while Jared Hansen caught a touchdown pass and ran for two more. Jacob Paulson also had a couple of touchdown catches to help lead Exira EHK to that victory. Coon Rapids Bayard beat Lennox 56-20. Fremont Mills over East Union 53-20. Glidden Ralston topping Arweva 56-20. It was Newell Fonda over Guthrie Center 33-12. Harris Lake Park beat Bowyer Valley 29-26. It was Lamoni over Stanton 56-38. Other eight-man winners, Elkader Central, Gilbertville Don Bosco, HLV, Janesville, MMC, Melcher Dallas, Northwood Kensett, Jackson Junction, and West Bend Mallard, all winners last night to advance. Second-round playoff pairings now look like this locally. In Class 4A, Lewis Central will play at Ankeny. In Class 3A, Norwalk travels to Creston, while Sergeant Bluff Luton will visit Carroll. In Class 2A, Clarinda will be at home hosting Albia. In Class 1A play, AHSTW heads to Fort Dodge. They'll play at St. Edmund. IKM Manning will be at home to Hinton, and Panorama is on the road big time. They travel to Iowa City to face Regina Catholic. Also in Class A, West Sioux will play at Logan Magnolia. And in eight-man football, Exira EHK goes to Lamoni. Coon Rapids Bayard will be at Newell Fonda. Melcher Dallas plays at Fremont Mills. And Marcus Meriden Cleghorn will play at Glidden Ralston. Those games all coming up on Monday night in second-round tourney play. High school volleyball action last night, coming up tonight. The regional volleyball play continues for the larger classes. In 3A tonight, Kemper Catholic will host Sergeant Bluff Luton. Corning will be the site for the Sheraton-Shenandoah matchup, while Red Oak will be at home to West Central Valley. In Class 4A play tonight, Carroll goes to Bishop Heelan Catholic. Harlan will host Carlisle, and Lewis Central will host Creston. And in Class 5A tonight, it'll be Sioux City North at Abraham Lincoln, while Thomas Jefferson will head north. They'll go to Sioux City East tonight for a battle. And very few players have dominated a World Series in the manner Madison Bumgarner just displayed in leading the San Francisco Giants to their third championship in 5 years. Bumgarner capped his MVP performance by giving up just two hits over five shutout innings to close out the Giants' 3-2 win over the Royals in Game 7 of the Fall Classic in Kansas City. He gave up a single to Omar Infante leading off the bottom of the fifth, then retired the next 14 batters to get within one out of the title. Bumgarner's streak ended when center fielder Gregor Blanco misplayed Alex Gordon's single, putting the potential tying run on third base with Salvador Perez coming up. Perez was hitting a team-high 348 in the series until Bumgarner got him to pop up in foul territory, where Pablo Sandoval grabbed it before falling backward onto the turf in celebration. Sandoval was no slouch at the plate, going 3-for-3 with a couple of runs scored. Michael Morse had two RBIs, including the tie-breaking single in the fourth inning. Hunter Pence had two hits to finish the series with a .444 average, slightly better than Sandoval's .429. But there was no denying who earned the MVP trophy. Bumgarner's five shutout innings of relief came just 3 days after he tossed a four-hit shutout in the Giants' 5-0 victory in Game 5. He went 2-0 with a save and a .43 earned run average, allowing just 9 hits in 21 innings against the Royals. The lefty is now 5-0 with a microscopic .25 ERA in 5 career appearances in World Series play, allowing a mere 1 run in 36 innings. Winning pitcher Jeremy Offelt tossed 2 1/3 innings of scoreless relief. Together, Offelt and Bumgarner combined to limit the Royals to 3 hits over 7 1/3 innings. The win initially was credited to Bumgarner, but official scores reversed that decision after the game and gave the win to Offelt, who was still in the game when the Giants took the lead and had pitched effectively. Both starting pitchers were lifted early last night. Giants starter Tim Hudson was yanked in the second, charged with 2 runs and 3 hits. The 39-year-old Hudson became the oldest pitcher to start a Game 7 of the World Series. Losing pitcher Jeremy Guthrie came out in the fourth, surrendering 3 runs and 4 hits over 3 1/3 innings. That marks the first time the road team has won Game 7 of a World Series since the 1979 Pittsburgh Pirates. The Giants had been 0-4 in deciding seventh games of fall classics. That's Check of Sports this hour, brought to you by Marnie Elkhorn Telephone Company. Check with them for complete internet hookup. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.